Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chubby Dean. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chubby Dean. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Nageeling. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Johnny Nageeling. And now, play ball. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein takes first base on ball four. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Strange fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Nagieling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagieling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a line drive towards third. Clift catches it and throws to first to double up Keltner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath strikes out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 1 in the game. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 1 in the game. Dean bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Hemsley moves to second. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Clift. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Hemsley scores. There goes Campbell trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, Browns, 2. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Nagieling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagieling is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagieling hits a pop-up towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive towards third. Keltner catches it and throws to first to double up Farrell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grimes strikes out. Farrell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Grimes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Cullenbine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Bob Feller now pitching. Joe Grace pinch hits for Chet Lobbs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Cullenbine moves to second. It's 3-2, Browns. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-2 in the game. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Grace now playing right field. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Nagieling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagieling is 0-for-2 in the game. Nagieling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hefner bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. Nagieling moves to second. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clift strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn is walked intentionally. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-3 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Walker steals second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath is walked intentionally. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. Heath moves to second. It's Indians, 3, Browns, 3. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cullenbine for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grace hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-3 in the game. Strange takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Farrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift juggles the ball. That's an error on Clift. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller bunts towards the mound. Nick Ealing fields it and throws to first for the out. Hemsley moves to second. Two outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell is walked intentionally. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Nick Ealing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nick Ealing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nick Ealing strikes out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boudreau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-4 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cullenbein is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.